Big up to Mendem. Welcome back to Pitch Picks. If you guys haven't already, please like and subscribe. We have big news. So our main show, the ones you guys listen to right now, is being moved to Barstool Gambling. So we're going to switch the program from, instead of Tuesdays and Fridays, it's now going to be Mondays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Bright and early in the morning is basically whenever Maresh hits the submit button. So we're going to keep this page alive. So all of our shorts are going to be posted here. And if there's like a good 10-15 minute clip within the full episode, that'll also be uploaded on PitchPix. So it's not like this channel's just going to disappear and we're never going to use it. It's just the full episodes will now be on the Barstool Gambling account. And we also have the RSS feed, which is in the description as well for our audio listeners. We've been growing like crazy. So again, please like and subscribe. Chief just
Thank
had a friend
you.
In
them.
London that knew yeah. the podcast, or like your
what?
Friend met a random person?
No, it was one of our sponsors for The Stretch, which is our Bear Chicago sports show. Mm-hmm. They also sponsor the Bears. So she was over there and she sat next to two random Arsenal fans in London. They love the show. So shout out those guys.
Shout out to them. And hey, that's growth right there.
Like, yeah.
That's what we want. So
we're on multiple continents. Maybe three if Zaha has any friends.
That's how we roll, man. That's how we roll. The Gooners will always have our back.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to shout out to everyone that's been there from the jump. Please keep being active in the comment section, especially when we switch over there, because I love interacting with you guys and growing our community. So make sure you guys are still active even when we go to the Barstool Gambling account. All right, let's get into some shit. So Pochettino, the era has begun. Started off with a 2-0 win. The boys looked good. Like, they looked hungry. They were after it. They were pressing really hard. I feel like that was the first time where I was like, this team actually represents America. Hardworking, in your teeth.
First time in a long time. That's how it used to be. We used to be like, we don't have any good players, but we're going to work our fucking bag off. And then we have all these guys playing in top five leagues around the world, and everyone's, I don't know, expecting us to take a step. We took a step backwards. So it did feel like it was a tryout game.
Right.
So it's like, I got to impress the new guy. I got to impress Poch. And they did. I thought they looked pretty good.
And I don't know what he did differently. I don't know if he said anything, but I made this TikTok, and it kind of like blew up. But this guy came out and said that his first practice,
it was Tim Ream.
Oh. Yeah. Was 2 hours long, and he said that's the longest practice he's had in 14 years with the United States men's national
team. Tim Ream is old as fuck. He's like my age. I think he's like 36, 37 years old, something like that. So he's been in the program for 15 years. So he's been through multiple coaches, multiple, you know, regimes, and that was his longest, hardest
practice. And look, I understand these guys are pro athletes, and look, as we know, like, the season is very rigorous. Like, it's long, it's brutal, but in 14 years, not to have a practice go 2 hours is crazy.
So, yeah. So just to clarify a little bit in his defense, people interpreted that literally. He meant what he meant in that case was they do field work, the stuff when they're out on the field for 1 to 2 hours, which is standard. So actual training, I know at Arsenal is, I believe, from 11 till 1 on the field, but they also do like gym work. He didn't include that in the 2 hours. They do every day. They're in the gym for at least like an hour, hour and a half kind of thing, and then they're on the field for 2 hours.
I feel like us being Americans, though, being on the pitch is more important than us being in the weight room. I feel like we lack the quality on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, I don't care if my guy's built like fucking what's his face from Fulham, Adama. We don't need the big body bends. We need players on the pitch that like know how to play together.
You also don't want them breaking down. So if you train them for too long, they won't be ready to play the game. If you train too little, they ain't got the right match fitness. So
yeah, but it's a tough balance. He does have to find his best 11, his best 23, and when you're an international coach, Poch historically, it's taken some time for his teams to kind of get used to his system, his way of doing things. So he's got to cram a lot of teaching, a lot of culture into a very short period of time. Another thing that I did love, did you guys see what happened after the game?
Mm-mm.
Straight up Herb Brooks. They had guys running sprints after the Panama game. So just
our guys?
Yeah.
Running sprints after the game?
Yeah, running sprints after the game. You know,
I love this.
It was a lot of subs and some other guys too, but it's like, you don't want to work now. Work. You don't want to work during the game. We'll work now. It's like, have you seen the movie Miracle?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God! I might have to kick you out of America.
You've never seen Miracle?
I don't think so.
That's the most Florida shit I've ever heard, dude.
Yeah, for real.
That's crazy.
Didn't he see snow for the first time last year?
Yeah, I saw it fall from the sky the first time last year. Yeah, it was great.
All right, well, you have some work to do because
I've seen Rudy.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with America. And that has nothing to do with.
Well,
USA
that's
coaches.
A true American story right there.
It's a Notre Dame story. Mm-hmm. We claim that Chicago story, Joliet. But you got to watch that. But I love the fact that guys are like, "Hey, we just played a full game, and now you're gonna have the subs and some other guys just running sprints after."
Now, is this them actually getting after it? Are they full sprinting, or are they doing that NBA stunt where the players lift 15-pound dumbbells after the game?
No, I mean, I've never seen that on the field before, where they're just running sprints as a team.
All right. That's, I like that.
So that's common in preseason. You do a fitness session after. That's like during the season. At the international level, that's insane. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Love it.
Doing the sprint. You do that preseason with your club, not during international break. You should be up to match fitness now.
All right, America, back on the right track. And Pep to England has been circulating.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hate English. I'm so bad at it. I might just have you host the show, Chief. Pep to England, that would be wild because everyone kind of hates him. They all say he's ruined the Premier League. But now if he were to go there and win them a World Cup or a Euro, he might be the new prime minister there.
He has made comments in the past that he wants to coach in the World Cup.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
He's never coached an international team?
No.
No.
It's the only thing left in his trophy cabinet are international trophies.
Yeah, he's done everything else. He's mentioned before that he wanted to coach the – or, like, made comments or rumors about him coaching the Brazil team.
He's kind of spoken out of both sides of his mouth on that. Because yeah, I think did he say Brazil has to have a Brazilian, Argentina has to have an Argentine.
Yeah.
And so he's like, that would be great, but he's like almost excluding himself too.
He's probably doing that as a way to be like, come get me. Like,
maybe.
Beg me.
Yeah.
Play hard to get.
And it's also, do you guys know why he can't coach Spain?
No.
So Spain has like this weird like cultural political rift. Like they almost split into two countries, and he's Catalan, which I think is
Catalan.
Is that Barcelona?
Catalonia.
Yeah, and Catalonia. So the rest of the country is like more Spanish, like the Madrid. So if you have a Catalan coach, then the rest of the country is going to be like kind of like fuck this guy.
To speak American, it's kind of like Texas, but at a more intense level.
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you mean by it's Texas?
Like Texas is always like we're going
to succeed.
Texas has been trying for the longest time to be its
exactly.
own country.
Yeah, they actually got close like 5 years.
Yeah. But
Texas.
So,
no.
Oh.
Catalonia.
I was like, where the fuck have I been?
It's always.
Texans always just talk about it, like, if they keep fucking with us, we'll just leave this whole country. Yeah.
Yeah. But I would not be surprised if he did an international job. I see that. But I think that the thing I read was that the FA has reached out to him, and it's like, yeah, no fucking shit, dude. It's like, he's the best manager in the world.
Yeah.
And so you're going to reach out to him. From what I've heard, he left him on red, hasn't said anything. I'm hearing that he's going to sign one more year to get 10 years at Man City and then probably wait for his exact perfect. Because he's not going to go into a team that sucks.
Right.
And into a system that's fucked up. Like, he may be the best coach on earth, but there's one thing he don't do is he doesn't play with mids. Like, he does not go to 3-star Yelp review restaurants. Like, he doesn't do any of that. So he's going to go.
Are you saying that's what England is?
No, but, like, I think that he's going to wait until it is the absolute perfect time. And I think he wants to do one more year at City. That's my hunch. But we have to make peace with the fact that he is at most going to be one more year. I think that's where I'm at.
Why would this not be the perfect time to take over that England squad?
I think he wants a couple more notches in his belt in the Premier League. I think he wants absolute supremacy because, like, right now he's considered the best, but Alex Ferguson is still considered.
He'd have to stay a bit longer to touch Fergie's.
Yeah, I agree. So I think it depends on what he wants. Like, I think that he wants – my hunch is that he wants a couple more notches in the belt. I think he wants to absolutely make everyone say uncle without any question, and then he's going to go to international football and then try to do the same thing.
Hey, Rudy. Uncle, dude.
Yeah.
Give up. Yeah.
My feeling on Pep is that he's done every single thing in the Premier League that has been touted as like amazing. So he's done the treble.
Yeah. He hasn't done everything.
That's where I'm fucking going with this, Za. He's done a centurion.
Nah, but you said he
did. He's done what, a four-peat now? The last thing is an invincible, and they're currently.
And he ain't never going to do that.
You guys did it.
That
dude,
that will never be done again. You can keep dreaming and giggling and laughing. That will never be done again in the Premier League.
I don't think it's
never.
It's not going to be done without Rodri.
Never be done again. They've had Rodri the last 5-6 years. It will never be done again in Nicky Smokes. Going on 38 games in the most competitive league, not losing a single one. You'll never see that ever.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you rather?
I need to touch on Pep before you do that. He's a fraud. He's an absolute fraud. The guy without, that's why he's not going to go to England. Because England, he's limited to just picking out of 50 million people. The guy needs to be able to pick from the 6 billion population, cherry pick, and have an open checkbook to cherry pick from the 6 billion population of the planet. That's why that's why he's delaying going to England. And that's why he'll suck at England.
Fair enough.
He would suck at England.
He's a fraud. He needs perfect.
So what does that make him
better than Southgate?
He needs. Maybe. You know what? Brother, he doesn't have. Here's the thing about international football. He doesn't have the 3 months to drill into the idiots. The idiots, his system of this, that. The system's too complicated. Those guys are on international breaks, as you saw, for 1 week, once every, what, 2-3 months? And that's it. That's literally the limited time that he has. Guardiola system is too complicated. England is not, the players aren't technically, the only actual technically gifted guys in England are like people like Foden and Palmer. They got center backs like Harry Maguire who have bricks in their feet. The guy needs a center back that passes around kind of deal. They just don't have the talent pool for Guardiola's stuff to work.
As someone who's
that's like
game,
saying he can't adapt though to his talent.
He can't. He hasn't proved it. Yes, he went to Barcelona managing Messi. He went to Bayern Munich. That Bayern Munich team was filled with stars. Ribéry, Robin, Lewandowski, Thiago. Those are technicians.
Dude, he invented the false nine.
Neuer. Yeah, but you're inventing it, the false nine with the most elite talent on the planet.
He made John Stones into a midfielder.
That's
adapting.
Wagwan,
that's the best
center back. Okay, so if Guardiola is a fraud, does that make Arteta copy of a fraud?
No. Arteta's a genius, bro. He's working with a budget. He actually did like a project. The guy has been through the guy has seen life.
Dude,
he,
did you see the first Man City team that when Pep came in was dog shit?
Nah. Man City,
so you're telling me Arteta's a better manager than Pep?
I didn't say that. You're saying that. He's trying to get me fried in the comments.
I'm not trying to get you fried. I'm just curious.
No, I'm saying,
that's what it sounds like.
No, what I'm saying is.
You said Arteta's a genius and Pep's a fraud.
That's what I said. What I'm saying is Pep Guardiola is a fraud.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's better than Arteta or not better than Arteta. He's a fraud.
Now, Maresh, you actually have the England, what is it, a lion?
One of the three lions.
Yeah, tattooed on your leg. So when he sits up here and says that Southgate would be a better manager for England, is he feeding my brain rat poison right now? Like, is he just talking out of his ass?
He went to the final. I mean, my ass.
Like, on paper, he took England to two years.
Back to back.
It was one of the worst runs that I've seen. Granted, I haven't watched a lot, but that team was like PK merging.
But that's how they win. That's the identity of Southgate was get up, park the bus, and hope that they won't concede a goal.
And that's what works with England because you're limited.
I don't think it's worked.
The player's technical abilities. He's not, bro. He doesn't have the Bernardo Silva dancing around.
Okay, but
he's working with Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, but
a pace merchant.
Zah, he's got five players that know his system on the England starting 11.
It ain't a 5-on-5.
Okay, but there's six others, one of which is Harry Kane, one of the best goal scorers of all time.
Also an idiot.
Also a player that Pep wanted in his system.
Yeah, I know.
Big shout out to Harry and Tottenham for nixing that deal because then we got Haaland because of it.
So all I'm saying is I don't think he would fail with England.
Okay. That's just me. That's me throwing on sugar and spice in terms of failing. The main point is I don't know if the England national talent pool goes well with how Guardiola operates. Does that make a bit more sense? England needs a more pragmatic, simpler system. I feel no,
you're saying like they don't have players with technical ability. Like that's crazy.
Foden. That's about it. Saka's an efficiency guy. Saka's not a Guardiola. Saka's not a Guardiola guy.
Dex is a
grafter.
No, Saka he definitely could. Deck can 100%. We were trying to get Deck, and then Saka absolutely can. Kane can. You put John Stones in there, and then Luke Shaw can.
if he's ever healthy.
Right. No, sure can. When the FA calls for him on that England squad, he's always healthy.
I know.
Yeah, true.
I think he hates you guys.
He loves his country more than the guy that pays his paychecks. It's
when was the last time he played for United?
Well, sometime last season.
Wait, who is this?
Luke Shaw. It's crazy. He never is healthy for United.
For selection for United, but as soon as there's an opportunity to play for England in a big tournament,
country over club guy.
I have a gripe with one of ours, too, along those lines.
Who?
I don't know if we're going to talk about
who?
It.
Who?
Saka.
You have a gripe with Saka?
Mm-hmm.
Well, speak. What is this gripe?
As in the words of Marish, he's always healthy for England. That's not good.
He plays every minute for Arsenal.
And that's why it's not good that he's always healthy for England. That injury scare that we just had with Saka, a hamstring injury is not an accident. A hamstring injury is not like a broken leg or you know, a twisted ankle like what
it's
happened.
A fatigue injury.
There you go. Yeah. That is preventable. That you know, this thing, my thing that I have, can tell me that I'm in the red with my heart. And these guys have the best scientific thingies that they strap on their chest and all that. So he knew that he was in the red, but I guess he's so pro England that he's like, all right, I still want to play. And I'm sorry, I ain't English.
So do you want him to tell his country, like, yo, I don't want to play?
I ain't English
right now because I'm more worried about Arsenal.
I'm not English. I am club over country first. So if I'm going to be wearing your jersey name on the back of my thing, Arsenal needs to be the number one priority. So when you're looking in the red and you're playing, I know hindsight's 50-50. They ended up losing against Greece. But when you're looking at that game before a ball is kicked, England should have won that game easy. Line up to line up, they have talent. They have the more talented squad than Greece. So in that situation, you making yourself available for a game like that, when we know based off your workload from the last season into this season that you're in the red, bro, you need a breather. You've literally played every single minute. And then you saying, hand up, I want to play 90 minutes of useless games for international when the England, again, as I said, Arsenal were limited to 25 people that we can pick as a squad. England is limited to 50 million. You can pick anyone that has an English passport. There's 50 million motherfuckers, and he's still putting his hand up and saying,
out of those 50
million,
there's probably
but 1,000.
This sounds like an Arsenal fan who's
again,
not English.
Non Nonima Dweki, the Rashford, whoever, Grealish. You know,
now, do you think Arsenal fans that live in England have the same singing the same tone you are?
A lot of them do.
Most, I would say, majority fans are club over country.
Yeah, I think
majority
so.
Of people are club over country.
I think the majority of, at least maybe I see it more, but I think the majority of people are club over country.
Yeah. Well, you only play a game that counts once every 2 years.
Yeah, like Morgan Gibbs-White got called up for the last international break, and he got hurt right before this one, but he's called in this one too. A lot of people were like, that's so awesome that we have a guy playing for England. And then when he got called up again, we're like, it'd be nice if he didn't go to this one. So it's like the novelty, even for a club like Forest, the novelty of having a guy in for a friendly was awesome once. Now it's like, all right, we got bigger fish to fry.
You do it. So I do it like I cheer them on because I want to see Saka and them smile. If that's what makes them smile, yeah.
I want to see them smile. Yeah. But I also want him to sit on the bench
again,
every single
time. I also want him to say that I don't want to play for England in these useless games like Mbappe is doing. I mean, I was killing Mbappe for doing that. I don't know if you guys saw. He said that he only wants to play important games in France. That's why he was partying in Stockholm while France was playing Israel.
Yeah.
Not even watching. He was out at the club. Team captain. He's getting cooked by Parisians before that. And he said that he just wants to play important games. That's what I want from Saka. I was cooking him for that, but I'm an Arsenal first guy. I need what's best for the Arsenal situation.
I don't blame you. I actually feel the same way.
I feel that way especially now because the coach right now is an interim. Like they're going to replace him.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you trying to impress this new guy who's going to be here for another 3 months?
Yeah, and like Saka's going to play. Like, I don't know what the point of this is. Like,
maybe he's scared of Cole Palmer taking his spot.
Bro,
he's
Rice, Declan Rice. Declan Rice, him and Saka just play 90-99 every single time. Saliba now, the French like him. He's also going to become an issue because the French like him now. Gabriel now, too, because the Brazilians like him.
Not for long.
I saw his last two games.
No. You see what the Brazilian president said?
Uh-oh.
He's trying to pass a rule.
Local players?
No, you have to play in the country of Brazil to be selected for the national team.
That's insane.
Yes, that's crazy.
Yes.
So Savio won't
that
be available.
Fall apart. Yes.
They'd still
have some ballers, but they wouldn't nearly be.
They wouldn't be Brazil.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Yes. Wait, so you're telling me Brazilian players that play in the Prem, La Liga, Bundesliga would not be allowed.
Here's
to play.
A list of players that are currently in jeopardy of never playing for Brazil again: Vinny Jr., Rodrigo, Eder Militao, Jesus.
We'll that'll answer
pretty much like their
that
whole starting 11.
No, but they've got.
Do you
the
remember that era?
Pools.
No, they've done it. They've done it already. Do you remember the era? I think it was Elano and them. It was like in the back when City started getting good.
Yeah, I think around.
They had a few. I know you're talking about.
They
had
an era
a few.
Where they were just picking local, like Ganso, and they were picking Ganso and them guys.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're gonna. They might. Apparently, that's where they're heading again.
Why though? They're like. It's probably because they're in a dumpster fire.
Well, it's
right
a push whole, to get bring those guys is. Back to the home country. So.
Yeah, just take like a 90% pay cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
let's play for Boca Juniors.
Right. Yeah.
Boca Juniors is lit though.
Yeah. Those games are.
That's Argentina, games. Right?
No, Boca's Argentina, yeah.
Yeah, it is Argentina. Yeah. Right.
But even Brazil.
Palmeiras.
Flamengo,
Sao Paulo, Palmeiras. And yeah. They get busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on in the international world right now. Yeah. Nigeria's kind of wild.
Yeah, man. So they were held captive by the Libyans. I don't want to get too
Excuse
political.
Me?
Yeah. I don't want to get too political. The whole this. They did this first, they did that first, retaliatory and all that. It is a tough look for African football. That's everyone can agree on that one. Both sides can agree that it is just terrible. So they were held. They were held at the airport. No, their plane was. It was a little tit for tat situation. Their plane was flying into. Was meant to fly into Tripoli. They were into Benghazi. They were playing in Benghazi, but then during their approach, the Libyan air traffic control. Diverted them to an airport that is like on the
other side. Oh, they were just buzzing their tower a bit, just fucking with them?
Exactly. Yeah. We stopped them there, so the bus ain't there. Immigration customs wasn't ready. They brought a minibus. They brought a minibus, like an 8-seater for a 50-person delegation to take them, those kind of antics, the dark arts kind of thing. Then they just said,
that's beyond dark arts.
After they slept in the airport for 15 hours on the floor with no food, the captain just said, "We're not playing this game." So now it's been elevated to the Confederation of African Football and FIFA and them people. So we'll see what comes out of it. Punishment.
Damn.
This is one of those things, right? I know this is not a political show, but Libya is like a broken state. Like it's almost like why you guys.
Yeah, I think most people would be like, it's not tight.
Yeah. Right.
African football.
I don't even know where
African
it is
football
on the map.
Corruption.
Yeah.
Corruption.
But like them Northern in particular, Africa's like it's just not even. Unfortunately, just not even
not
a
to
real
get
country.
Political, but you know exactly who did it. Her name starts with an H, and let's keep moving. Let's keep moving.
Macron too. So leave him out of it.
Oh shit! You know who else's name starts with an H?
Who else's name starts with
Holland?
H? Oh,
not so humble, eh? I mean, this guy's a prick.
What do you mean?
He goes up to Arteta after they equalize it after we played with 10 men for. 49 minutes, 47 minutes.
Yeah.
Telling Arteta, be humble. Meanwhile, he's getting fucking curb stomped by Austria 5-1. He's got the captain's armband on because Odegaard's not playing. And this little fucking prick doesn't even talk to the media after the game.
But that seems pretty humble.
That's not humble at all. There's no leadership there. That's a baby back bitch.
You're supposed to be having humble pie after that. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what he did. He didn't even talk. That's pretty humble.
You gotta face the music. You gotta face the music.
I don't know. I feel like that's pretty humble. Like, I'm not gonna speak.
That's the biggest sword loser move of all time. That's like losing a Super Bowl and not doing the post game press conference.
In no way is it.
It's not the Super Bowl. I get that. But you're the captain of your fucking team. You're the one that has to deal with the media and the backlash of a bad performance, and you just go, I'm not talking.
You can try your hardest to get me to give a fuck about Erling Haaland not doing a press conference in some bullshit game versus Austria and Norway, and I'm just not going to care.
Damn, that's a checkmate.
I mean, all
right.
There it is.
International game between Norway and Austria in October.
October of 2024.
You're not going to get me to care about that.
Okay, but let's say February 1st, you guys come to the Emirates and we blow your back out and he doesn't do the post-game press conference, then what's your spin zone there?
I don't know, dude. What if a fucking comet hits Earth in like 2 days?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. No, I just want to see where you're at.
He might be a little bit of a prick, but he's one of the best players in the world.
It's a little ironic that this prick's telling other people to be humble. Meanwhile, he's the most arrogant fuck on the field.
Yeah, it's the luxury of playing for Norway.
It's the hypocrisy that bothers you, huh?
Yeah.
I think
because
slick remark.
Because
what?
You got a slick remark?
I hate to do this. Okay. I hate to do this. Swap out, literally, the same conditions, same exact conditions. Swap out Haaland. Swap in, let's say, a random player. Let me think of a random player. Bukayo Saka in that situation, it's a completely different story.
Well, he's also in England.
That's what I said. I said the luxury of playing for Norway, where the media is not going to kill him. The FA would make this the biggest deal in the world. It's the problem with playing for England. You're going to have a... You're gonna have the target on your head.
Maybe he lost his voice.
I wouldn't hate it.
How good you are at pushing my buttons.
I think Haaland's pushing your buttons. He is.
He's a hypocrite.
Oh no!
Look.
I don't care if he's a hypocrite. Puts the ball in the back of the net.
Not really. Not ever since he said stay humble. I don't think he's scored since then.
How many games have happened since then? Two.
Like three.
He'll probably have four this weekend.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Listen.
Look,
you're the one who's rattled about
it. Your downfall is coming. I'm good. I just thought you as a noble man, someone who stands for shit, would you just come up here and be like, no, that's not acceptable from our leader. And you're just like, yeah, know what? Do whatever the fuck you want. Next thing you know, he'll be doing fucking cocaine in the locker room.
Oh.
And then what are you going to say? Oh, it doesn't matter. He puts the ball in the back of the net.
Dudes rock.
All right, that would be a dude's rock moment.
Listen, I wouldn't hate Arsenal fans.
Haaland is playing against Wolves this weekend. I'm guessing he'll probably
Arsenal fans out there. I wouldn't hate if you let him hear it. I would not hate if you let him hear it. The Arsenal fans out there, he's got to hear it.
Well, on that
topic, I wonder if he will hear it from Odegaard. That's who he should be.
Odegaard should be grilling him.
Odegaard should be on Twitter. With like subliminal tweets,
he probably FaceTimed them like, "Yo, grow up."
Oh yeah, that's manly.
He probably said it to his face.
For sure.
He'd be
saying it to the bottom of his chin.
All I'm saying is, a country like Norway that has no success in international football, and you have guys like Odegaard and Erling Haaland, you should take pride in representing your country, and that means being a fucking leader when shit's not right. And he's not. So you know what? It's a character fault. You don't give a fuck because he puts balls in the back of the net. He's a fucking coward, and I can't wait to pummel him.
We'll see. Michael Jordan, not a nice guy either.
6-time champion.
Multiple. 2-time gold medalist, too.
Always faced the music, though. Never ran from the media.
He retired.
And then came back and won another 3.
He didn't want to retire.
I know.
That was Jerry. Jerry Krause?
To this day.
Jerry Reinsdorf. Buck stops with him. Yeah. Worst owner of all of sports. We got Michael Jordan. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just rebuild.
Let's not go down that road. Yeah. I only made that point because there was a Bulls thing right there, and I was just grasping for something.
Yeah.
what were you going to say?
I was going to say, on the topic of Erling Haaland, there's already the rumors that he's saying that he's achieved everything he can achieve in England, and he's ready to move on to a bigger challenge in Spain.
There's just no juice. There's just no juice at City.
I think well, Tiki just is announced that he's leaving.
That's very sad.
That's very sad.
Wait, so these guys just announced mid-season that they're out?
Yeah, because they have to get a field there.
You got to find a replacement.
Got a plan.
Yeah.
Really?
Tiki.
People got to know who they coach.
So everyone in the locker room knows, all right, this guy is definitely leaving at the end of this year, and it's just business.
They'll know before you do.
He's director of football, right? So yeah. He doesn't have as much impact on the current team. It's more for the top staff.
He does because he's the one that negotiates the contracts.
Yeah, well then
he has the relationships with the representatives.
I'm very sad about that. He is incredibly.
They're very important.
He's very good at his job and has made incredible moves. So that is a bummer.
Well, it's just now the second big City official in 2 years to leave City amidst the 115 allegations.
Damn, I feel like something happened with John Harbaugh. I feel like the same thing happened. He just happened to leave Michigan when all that shit was coming.
Yeah, and what happened? What happened to him?
He won a national championship.
He won a national championship.
Yeah, and then beat. He didn't have to deal with all the charges.
Speaking French,
passed it on to the next generation, which is what I assume is going to happen next.
Speaking French, Nicky Smokes, you're talking about the wrong football.
I'm just saying that our listeners are American too. They understand that reference. He's a fucking scumbag.
Sometimes I wonder if you like even know how the world works. Sometimes.
I don't. I live in my own world. Yeah.
Like no doy. This is how like at a high level, dude. You move in silence. Real G's, dude.
Well, that's where I was going. Like if Tiki's gone, Omar Berada left last season. Speculation that Pep's up this year. Like,
Does
that show signs of what's maybe coming for City? I don't know.
No, Again. You no. They listen. City's not going to get. their dick and balls ripped off, but there has to be a, some sort of blood sacrifice. So, like, these guys are leaving, whether they're pushed out or not, they know that you cannot keep that, like, same people. And so it's sort of like they may do it on their own, but the blocks got hot, so you got to get out of Dodge. The gravy train's going to keep rolling, but that's just how the world works, dude.
You got to have a fall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. People are getting their hopes up with these charges. Again, it's a simple math thing. The Premier League is worth $6 billion.
Yeah.
Man City's worth $500 billion. Nothing is coming out of this case.
No. We're going to have to mix up the management. Pep will probably go the most of the year, but
it's gonna be delayed. It's going to be so there's going to be a decision made, an appeal. They're just going to appeal. They're going to appeal the fucking Premier League into oblivion until they have zero money left in their bank account. And
it's going to be like Star Wars, dude. There's always another Sith Lord.
It sucks. I mean, I want them to all go.
Some even come back from the dead.
I want them to go to jail.
Spoilers.
Not relegated. The whole entire, every single one of their front office motherfuckers.
Well,
from owner down to reserve team assistant coach.
You know, you're
maybe even the academy guy.
Well, I agree with you. Arteta was there. Arteta might have to take a fall too. You know what I mean?
You said assistant coach.
That would be the ultimate mind fuck.
And it was from when the Chargers were happening, right?
Oh yeah. High up guy.
Arteta low key hinted at those Charging. I was there.
What's going on.
I was like, I want to know what he knows.
He's like, dark arts. He's like, brother, I know it in and out. I was there.
Speaking of in and out, I'm on fire with these transitions. Right?
You really are. I was going to comment burgers. About that earlier.
Ten Hag, in or out?
He's in. What do you mean? He's hired. He's employed currently by Manchester United. He's gone on vacation. He's returned. He's still employed.
That's your stance. So the whole meeting.
As long as he's my manager, I will back him.
Thoughts on the meeting?
Well, they just had a meeting, just like they normally would at this time.
I heard it went great.
Heard it was a great meeting.
I bet it was an awesome
meeting. Yeah,
I heard they
probably true.
A lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard problem that you solving. Heard what was said?
Yeah, no, I heard a couple things in there that they're backing the guy. So I have a guy.
Which is what you've been preaching.
I've been telling
you.
I speak from experience. I just don't say shit. People on there assume that I just say shit. I was there with Arteta two seasons in a row, coming eighth. Now I'm competing with Man City. I mean, we haven't gotten there yet. We're close twice in a row. That's what I'm trying to tell Maresh.
That'll look nice in your trophy cabinet. Came close.
Be patient with the guy. He let him clean out. Let him clean out more stuff. Give him more time. Let him clean out more stuff. Get his
players. Here's the thing, you fucking plonker. Here's the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know plonker?
I don't know plonker.
Watch some Only Fools and Horses. That'll get you right. You're just taking a gamble on your trolling. It's either going to work out for him and you're going to eat all your fucking words, or it's going to go the way you want and you're going to sit there with your little shit-eating grin and it's going to go fine for you. But you know what? I hope I'm
providing objective analysis.
You're not providing objective
there's no bias. I've taken the Arsenal. Okay, Arsenal fan hat on. I also kind of want to admit it's an Arsenal fan too. But that is the objective analysis.
Honestly, no troll shit. Like, I'm not. I really mean it this time. I don't know who. Like, if you switch managers, it honestly, shut up. It just wouldn't be better. Like, I honestly think leaving him in there for now is like the right call. Like, he was a good manager for Ajax. Like, it just like. I think leaving him in there, they got a better manager. I think leaving him in there is the path of least resistance right
Dude,
now.
There was the quote from Christian Eriksen where they played FC 20 and he was just like, I think it was the FC 20 game. And he's just like, they wanted it more. And it's like, this goes back to when I was screaming at you a month ago, like Manchester United, like. You think of Roy Keane, who just like, oh, I'm going to take this guy's knee out, Holland's dad. I'm going to do whatever the fuck it takes to get everybody playing the right way. It feels like that is gone. I almost think they should fire him and just hire Roy Keane. Hire Roy Keane as an interim.
It was a dreadful manager. Didn't he manage Ireland?
Yeah, he was the worst.
Dreadful.
But, well, I mean, Ireland, he's
fighting his players. That's his problem.
Well, I mean, he's calmed down a little bit, maybe. But like, they need a guy to kick him in the ass, is what it seems like. They need it. They need a culture. They need a fresh set of eyes. They need a guy that knows what that badge means. And I'm not saying Roy Keane is a good long term solution, or even him specifically, but it does feel like the life is just sucked out of that team.
Yeah, I think a lot of those players just have felt for years that since they're wearing a Manchester United badge on their shirt, they deserve to win games. Not that they have to earn the win and the result after 90 minutes. And that's been the problem with the culture since Ferguson left. When Ferguson was there, every player feared him.
Yep.
And that's what he set, that standard. They all call him the boss. They feared that man. If they didn't put in a shift, being dropped into...
You're in a bomb squad.
The ether. Yeah. They would never play international football or another professional, like, high-level match again. So,
not Marish. No troll shit, as Rudy says.
Yeah, no troll shit.
You need stability. That's well, stability is key. Because since Ferguson left, what, that's 10 years ago, right? That's, you've already gone through, who was first? Moyes. Van Gaal. Mourinho.
There is a coach named Ole. Moist.
Oh, yeah.
David Moyes.
He was just at West Ham.
Yeah,
David
he just Tumor. Left.
I thought you said Moist.
No, yeah, that's his name, David Tumor.
That weird relationship with that word, Moist.
Oh, God. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, 5-6 managers in that short period of time, you need some stability. People need a chance to kind of build their project. And I think I honestly think Ten Hag is a guy. I mean, Ajax, how he ran Ajax kind of.
It's a long season. We'll see what happens after this international break. But every player on our team was not selected to go to the international break. So everybody's fresh.
Should be celebrating.
Well, Mesrawy almost died, actually.
You're living Zaw's dream.
Mesrawy had a heart problem.
Oh, really?
He had to go get a cardiac surgery.
Damn.
Yeah. Over this international break?
Yeah.
Holy snap.
That sucks.
That does suck.
So now we're you know what? I was just going to save it till Thursday, but we're here now. Rumors are going around that Johnny Evans might be the emergency left back going into this week.
Dude, honestly.
When do we play Manchester United? When do we play Manchester United? When do we play United?
Oh, my God.
Just at this point,
my God.
Just go three at the back and have wingers.
Yeah. Johnny Evans into my fucking veins.
What do you mean, man of the match? He puts out a great
shift. I told you, I love him.
We don't play United. We don't play United till December.
Yeah, you won't. You won't. You'll get a full squad. You'll get a full strength.
What's Luke Shaw doing?
Probably at the chippy, eating his chippy chips with Cole Palmer.
Is he just getting a rub down? What's wrong with him?
He's fat. As Zal always likes to make comments, he's not fit. He hasn't been fit for years.
Highest paid left back on the planet. But
he is nice when he's good. When he's
Roberto Carlos, when he plays, he's fucking immense.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, but he only plays one game.
Mm-hmm.
He's out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he's like Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're
actually more likely to get a Frank Ocean album right now than a Luke Shaw.
Than a Luke Shaw Man United appearance. Yeah, honestly, seriously,
I think three at the back is the way to go.
Maguire's out. Euro's hurt.
That's crazy.
So who, him,
dude, you need a new physical trainer.
Delict.
Why are you guys hurt?
We took Arsenal's and he's a bum.
Thank you. Our whole medical department.
Dude, they just have no athletes on that team. That's what it looks like.
No, it's O'Driscoll.
That was really mean.
They don't, though. Who's like a imposing athlete on that?
Marcus Rashford's an imposing athlete, I'd say.
On the bench.
He gets fucking lost,
Trust me, it's the doctor you took from us. He was the one during Wenger's era when no one could stay fit.
Mm, yeah.
It's literally the second he came in when Gary Lowen left and he came in, it was just Van Persie. He was the one dealing with the Van Persie injury issues. Who else had injury issues? Diaby, Wilshere. That was all him.
Mm. Dude, when I was playing college, that was the biggest thing I learned was how big of a difference a trainer makes.
Yeah.
Our trainer was incredible, and his entire job was managing us, like, not getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really so much about us getting, like, it wasn't so much about getting us stronger. Like, in the off season, they would have, like, maybe a month or two to get people stronger, but then the rest of the time was exclusively management. And, like, Liverpool, I remember, had, like, 2 or 3 years ago, they had, like, a horrible spell of, like, guys getting hurt. And, dude, I honestly think so much of that comes down to the trainer.
Yeah. No, 1,000%.
You guys played about 38 games, right?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Like, kept you healthy.
It was like 42. Yeah. I mean, keeping me healthy was
no. A thousand percent. Yeah. That it was the guy I'm talking about, the guy United took from us. When we swapped out, we had, bro, during the Henry and them Manzera, we were fine.
Yeah,
we were fine, and then Kroenke came in. He then started doing the American model. He brought in a guy, Shad Forswick. I think he did. He was with the Rams or something. He was with one of the NFL teams here. He's an American guy. Him with the Doctor O'Driscoll that they have, and just that entire period, bro. It was just all our players. Clichy was injured a lot. Diaby, it was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's.
He like tried to change the grass. He was doing all sorts of shit at the training ground. I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Speaking of Arsenal's history, I was watching this video on Twitter today, and I almost feel dirty being an Arsenal fan because in 2020, the video I saw of how bad these boys were, and like I wasn't there for any of that, and now like I love the club, but all I've seen is the good. Like these guys were
incredible.
There's an Arsenal player laying on the pitch on all fours, and whoever the winger was at the time passes the ball through the teammate that's laying on the fucking ground. Like, they were horrible.
That wasn't even the worst.
Maresh, I'm going to send you the video so you could put it in the video so these people know what I'm talking about. These lot were shit, fam.
Did you see?
You like that shit?
That was tough. Bozo Jean Gabriel. You saw Bozo Jean Gabriel.
I do. All I know was that team is shit. So all the Gooners out there, forgive me for not having the skin in the game. I wasn't into the Prem at the time, but if this ship ever sinks, you have my word, I will never jump off it. But God forbid that ever happened.
That was not even the worst part. That was not even the worst part. That was we were seeing light at the end of the tunnel. That's when we were actually seeing light. Yeah. Those weren't the dark days. My brother, the dark days, people were fighting in the stands. Arsenal fans were fighting in the stands.
This one guy had a COVID mask over his eyes during the game, then he took like a little peek and put it back on.
Yeah, there was periods where the fans weren't even showing up.
Brother.
The Emirates was like empty.
There was troops and them guys. Those guys were marked men. Those guys had literal, what do you call it? Bounties on their heads. Robbie almost got beaten up so many times outside the Emirates.
Really? I feel like Robbie's such a nice guy.
Nah, but he has the platform. He is the loudest voice. He has the loudest voice. What he says dictates what goes on in the fan base.
It was insane.
It was Wenger out days, brother. It was painful for us, for them, pure entertainment. That's why we're called the Banter Club. It was pure banter.
It was like a new and inventive. It was so entertaining. Like, it was bad in a way that you couldn't really even like put into words. Yeah. It was like performance art.
Week in, week out.
Really?
Yeah.
Week in, week out. Banter, literally, we would be up 2-0, lose the game 3-2.
Yeah.
Sounds like Tottenham.
Week in, week out. Maresh was dancing.
I didn't know you back then, so I wasn't dancing on you, but I was having a good time. I mean, my favorite part about it all is that there's an Arsenal bar in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and you know what it's called?
The Highbury Pub?
No, the other one.
No, the Highbury Pub is in Brooklyn. I forgot where.
You recently said.
Henlins is in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's not an easy Irish name.
It's called Banter?
It's called Banter.
Oh, Banter Pub, yeah.
It's the Arsenal Pub of Williamsburg.
I'm upset that I wasn't there during those days, but a part of me is grateful that I wasn't.
Dude, you missed out. It was something
I feel like,
part of.
But like, people love misery. Like, Arsenal going undefeated would hurt us more than them going winless. Like, if they didn't win a game, like, that would actually be good for business.
When we actually win the title, then those years, we'll look back on those years fondly. Right now, I look back and it's still painful. Because we haven't. Yeah, we're now out of those dark days. And now the title went down to the last game, last season. So we're close, but.
It was a fake last game, though. Like, we knew City were going to watch them.
We were
Chief was just laughing the whole time, you little prick.
we were
losing. It was fun. It was fun.
Not only were we losing games, we were losing games, we were losing all our best players, replacing them with just absolute junk, and it was a fucking Mustafi.
Mustafi.
Look up Mustafi. Smokes, tonight. Go home.
That's my homework.
They should be compilations because of haters like him. Because of haters like him, there's 20. Your family. Your man.
Family?
Yeah, your man. United.
Indians?
No.
Oh, you getting political race? Oh, my like, God.
Your Man United family is what I meant. Your family are the ones. That, your Man United family are the ones that made all the compilations. Go look up Mustafi Arsenal banter. You'll see jokes.
I think, after that season, Mustafi's FIFA card, his pace was like 14.
Shut up.
You'll see
like
pure jokes.
It's like he's going backwards.
It was crazy.
I wanted to.
Mustafi had a tough go, man.
I mean, that name just sets you up for failure. Mustafi. It should be Mustafa.
Bro, we were hoodwinked. We paid $30 million for that motherfucker because he had,
he's a World Cup winner. He just won the World Cup.
The guy was the 29th player on a 30-man squad. Came in for 2 seconds, but just because he fucking kissed it, he has a picture of him kissing the trophy, that puts his transfer number up like 10, 20 million.
Yeah.
He's useless. He had nothing to do with the Germans winning the World Cup, but he got all the credit, and we suffered because of that. Oh, Wenger, I'm buying experienced World Cup winner. This guy is great. Fucking bum. Absolute bum.
We got Zaw relapsing. Sorry.
He was the worst. He's probably the worst. He might be the worst Arsenal player. He might be the worst Arsenal player I've ever seen. He actually might be the worst. Because that's the thing is, I'm not gonna count like guys that come in for like 2-3 games.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those aren't like starters. I'm talking about starters throughout the thing. I just can't think of guys off the top of my head. First name, if you ask me, worst Arsenal player right now, gun to my head, Mustafi. Easy.
I don't know where this podcast will go in terms of notoriety. Now my goal is to get you in the same room as Mustafi now.
That would be iconic.
No, I can't.
Show him
can't.
The clip.
I can't. No, I can't.
The David Luiz, there were some David Luiz moments too.
He was a joke, but I liked him. I liked him because he helped a lot with the Saka's career. He helped Saka a lot. The young guys, he helped every single young guy, Martinelli, all those guys. You ask him, "Hey, how you feeling? How's good?" Oh, the first name that comes out of their mouth is David Luiz helped us a lot.
How do you feel about Saliba possibly going to Madrid?
I know there's the whole if Real Madrid comes knocking, you gotta go. But he would be an idiot to go to Real Madrid. Guess what? You win the trophy. You'll kiss the trophy and all that, and you'll get a bigger paycheck. But 10, 20 years down the line, if he stays at Arsenal, he's worshipped more by Arsenal fans than what Madrid will do to him. Another Champions League at Madrid, they already have 15. The 16th one doesn't mean anything. And he's going to be part of that squad of that. For him.
Is it better to have one at Real Madrid or zero at Arsenal? Like, that's the question. Because you'll never sing that.
I'm tired of this disrespect.
No, but it's a...
No. Hold on. Because I walked into the Anus studio today to talk to Maresh, and I said, I'm over the Premier League. I want Champions League. Because the stupid little fucking remarks that.
Yeah.
That's my new focus.
Champions of Europe. You'll never sing that.
It's so easy to put them in a tizzy.
I know.
Do you want to be in a squad where all they care about, and you guys know it, all they care about is Mbappe, Vinicius Jr.,
yeah.
Bellingham,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to spend your career at Arsenal where even when you think about going for the header, the crowd is already going. So it's his personal choice. If you want the accolades and the trophy and the money, go to Madrid. If you want to have a happy career,
you clip that and send it to him. He's gonna book his flight.
Better weather, more money, easier schedule.
That's actually
the better tings, better tings.
The weather thing actually doesn't make a difference.
But I don't. I'm trying to
less so in London.
You like sun and like not. 4 hours of daylight in the winter.
Yeah,
Here's what I'm worried about Saliba and Haaland is that there's a certain like quality about players that are that good. It's one thing if you're like world class, but it's another thing where like you just look like a Real Madrid player. Saliba and Haaland,
they do.
They just like they have that Galacticos. Like they just. It's not about like just being hot, but it's like there's something about like.
I think anyone's ever said Haaland was hot.
He's
Rudy. He's his biggest cheerleader. He twerks for him.
I just say he's hot. You say he's ugly. He just isn't. Yeah, dude. He looks like Piccolo.
Not Piccolo. Boo.
Oh, yeah. Boo. But that worries me, Zaw, is that they fit that vibe.
No, I mean, he's the best center back. They're the best in their positions. And
but you can see the jersey. Yeah. I can see Saliba. I can see Haaland.
They will both.
I guess just as a pure player, yes. But factoring in anything, I don't know if I'm just an Arsenal homer or an idiot. They're obviously going to say that I'm an Arsenal homer and an idiot. But I don't think. I mean, I'm gonna be wrong, but I don't think he's. I don't.
Look,
I don't think he's gonna want.
Look, I know you're very objective and fair, but what you've said so far has been very idiotic. Like, if he made a pros and cons list of everything you just said, as Chief said earlier, he'd buy his flight to Madrid. He was like, okay, if you want trophies, you go to Madrid. If you want more money, go to Madrid. If you want better weather, go to Madrid. If you want badder bitches, go to Madrid. And then you're just like, yeah, well, if you stay at Arsenal, we'll love you more.
Nicky Smokes, life isn't black and white. Sometimes it ain't worth it. Sometimes it's, yeah, okay, you're getting paid 200,000 pounds a week. What with the difference between 200,000 pounds a week to 400,000 pounds a week is way less than going from zero to 200.
So do you think Arsenal fans?
But it is at the same time it's double.
Yeah, it's double. Yeah, but look at all the guys who made the jump, right? They always go. Henry's gone. Beckham went. Ronaldo went. Like when you're good in the Premier League, what?
Bale.
They all go. Yep. And when they go, they also become a bigger global personality, which is also like you unlocks bigger brand deals, more notoriety. Immediate guarantees that you're in your national club and your national selection.
So, do you remember the TikTok you made about the apartment Mbappe got on the training facility when he walked in?
We have those at Colney.
You don't have not like that.
We have a team hotel.
It's a little different. You know, it's a team hotel. Madrid is just at a different level than everybody else.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to convince myself that he won't. I don't think he'll go immediately. He'll eventually end up.
If he wins Arsenal and title,
that's the exact same thing with
I don't think he'll end up. I don't think he's going this summer. Actually, let me put it that way. I don't think he's going this summer.
All right,
he's going immediately into that squad this summer. If he waits and they go get another center back, he might have to compete. Right now, he's starting.
I don't think he's competing
with who
he walks in anywhere.
You don't know what they're gonna do. You don't know what they're gonna do.
Who could they bring in that he
started
over? Ta. Jonathan, I don't know what his first name, but Ta from Leverkusen.
If you don't know his
German
first name,
guy,
he ain't better than
the German guy.
I don't know why.
Pair with Rudiger.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but like, I wish they could do the funniest thing ever. Like, what if Real Madrid just got Johnny Evans? I don't know why I just had to say that.
Stay off the stuff.
It was just, that would be so rad.
I mean, it would be like Bayern Munich signing Eric Dyer. Makes no sense.
But
Why don't they go get Van Dijk? He's the best defender on the planet.
Yeah,
why don't they get Lissandro?
He's older.
You guys say he's better. He's better than...
Ever said he's better. I have never said that. Anyone with a rational
Why don't they
brain.
Go get Konate? Well, I'm saying by you guys, I mean the United fans. Why don't they say go get Konate? They say Konate is better than him.
No, they don't.
Saliba's got the build and the aura of like
that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
a proper center back.
And he looks so real.
Not just build.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He is a proper center
back. That's what I'm saying. He's got the build and the quality of a proper center back all around.
Does
keeps his mouth shut, and he just plays.
Does Gabriel, now that he's got the new hairline, look Madrid?
No.
No.
He's not popular enough.
Yeah.
He's not a bigger brand.
Brazilian, Militao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even get respect in the Premier League. He won't get respect
in
Madrid.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's great.
He's a good player.
I think he's right next to Saliba. I think they're 1A, 1B.
Again, if he got respect in the Premier League, he would have been player of the
year.
And
he scores more goals.
I don't think he gets the respect because of his first season when he was on that banter squad.
That's the thing.
Saliba came in when they were already starting.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
So I think that's why that's the edge. Now Gabriel, I would say, is maybe playing even a little bit better than Saliba.
People's brains are
I think he was better than him last year.
People's brains are broken. People just resort to default thinking, oh, banter. Bro, we ain't banter no more. Marish is making fun of me, calling me a banter club from 14th when I'm fighting. What are we second?
But what have you accomplished in all of this glory?
But why are you calling me banter? You're the banter. You're 14th.
It's okay. I'm not saying that we won trophies and all this. I'm not celebrating our second place finish against Man City.
I'm celebrating progress.
Progress is powerful. You guys got anything else that you want
to
talk about?
Quick, I just want to give a shout out to the Arsenal women's. There's a whole thing going on. I'm a big Arsenal women's fan. Shout out Beth Mead, my girl.
Shout out Beth.
People are going and doing a whole lot of nonsense. Chants at the stadium, and then the online guys are piling on. The ladies aren't playing that well. Internet people are the worst because cowards behind their accounts will say the nastiest shit, And yeah, breaking news. Let me tell you something. We're all humans. They may have more Instagram followers than you and all that, but at the same time, when you cut every single one of us' wrists, we all bleed blood. They're humans. They are watching. They see every single thing that you say. They may not like the post. They may not retweet it and all that, but they are aware of every single thing that you say. And I mean, I'm one of those guys, man. If you can't say it straight up to them in a room with that person, just don't say it. And it sucks too when it's happening to ladies. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be sexist or anything. Yeah. Equal world and all that, but
just
still
discontinue your account. Yeah. Like Brendan Johnson, he scored one for Wales in the international.
That's what, and that's what's happening.
The hottest guy in the world since he did that.
One of our strikers. They're turning on her. They're being nasty. The girl had. She came out. Did an interview. Almost was crying. She's like, you know, we're trying.
So
we see it and all that.
Just to come back on your point there. You earlier in this episode said Mustafi was the worst player to ever put on an Arsenal shirt. Would you say that to his face?
Oh yeah, he would.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why I don't want to meet him.
I'm just checking. That's
why I don't want to meet him.
Fair and objective.
I don't question whatsoever though. As I would say that to his face.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
And I mean, I wouldn't like scream up. I would be like, dude, you put me through hell, man. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. No, Zaw, that was beautiful. And to Erling Haaland, stop banging your coworker, bro. It's not a good look, dog. Trust me. No, I'm just kidding. It's great. Have fun with it. Do your thing. Thank you guys for watching Pitch Picks. Again, Friday's episode will be on Barstool Gambling. Pro Clubs will be
tomorrow
night.
And possibly Wednesday.
So drop your gamer tags below in the comments.
I'll try to be better.
No,
Chief, what happened with
I don't know, dude.
180. We had a closed doors practice.
Uh-huh. And he was unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
And then, lights came on.
Yeah, he got a mic.
Wait, my mic was
too much going on.
Was that the day my mic was dead?
You came in late.
When
we did it not as a stream, I was like Ronaldo on the left.
Yeah, you were unbelievable. Yeah. You were unbelievable. So, yeah, drop your gamer tags below if you want to get in there. Again, Barstool Gambling, Mondays and Fridays. That's where the full episode's going to drop. But still, like and subscribe. Share this page with friends. We'll have shortened podcast videos.
And we're on TikTok. And, you know, so.
Yep. We're almost at 10K on TikTok. So shout out to you guys. Just follow us Twitter, TikTok. It's all Pitch Picks. And we'll see you guys Friday on Barstool Gambling. Thanks for watching.